This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, we have so much. It's going to be so much fun. But before we get into offense, are we playing offense? We're going to talk about ego and pride currently killing a presidential candidate right now. We're going to talk about, well, I'll explain in just a little while. We're going to talk a little bit more about the trades and where I'm going with that. But first, I think it's important when he speaks that we pay the man respect and we hear from the commander-in-chief.
By the way, you docs are good. If there's any angels in heaven, they're all nurses, male and female. You know why?
Look, I think he made some great points there. I really do. No, I'm kidding. That's, by the way, all jokes aside, just you and me talking here. We've been personal tonight. It's some of these nights we get personal. Just you and me talking. It's probably been a year and a half, 2 years since I have had my annual physical. The Kelly family, the Kelly men, look, they don't usually live to 60 or 70. We just don't. We just go down. It's just going to go down like a sack of potatoes with a heart or something one day. So I need to start getting a full physical every year. I was initially hesitant to get a physical just because I don't like going to the doctor's office. And then I heard Joe Biden today, and I got to tell you what, I just got to find his nurse.
And I had a nurse named Pearl Nelson, military. She'd come in and do things that I don't think you learn in medical school, nursing school. She'd whisper in my ear. I couldn't understand her. She'd whisper.
I've never been more inspired to visit the doctor's office than right at this exact moment. Chris, could you do me a favor? Reach out to the White House, see if Pearl is still working. I'm going to go check in, get a workup. What is this guy talking about? All right, quit. All right, enough. Focus. Let's get serious. There are dead feminists washing up on the beach in the East. Headline from the New York Times, why 23 dead whales have washed up on the East Coast since December. What's happening? I don't know. Is somebody putting cat litter out in the middle of the ocean and they're swimming out for it? I don't know. What, Chris? Is there, maybe there, you know those ships, I bet you didn't know this. You know a lot of those ships, the big cargo ships that come from overseas? Did you know that a lot of those ships actually have cars on them? Was there a cargo ship full of Subarus on it and it was sinking and the feminists tried to swim out and save it? I don't know. I don't know why they're washing up on the beaches. All I know is maybe someone should dig into this and figure it out. All right, straighten up. Let's get serious. Offense. Let's do a little visual here because you and I talk a lot about playing offense. And remember this. I do not consider myself a conservative, not a libertarian, not a Republican, not a nationalist, none of these things. I consider myself now an anti-communist. Why? What does that mean? Well, Jesse, you sound like a conservative. You sound like a libertarian sometimes. You sound like a nationalist sometimes. Well, there's no question I have tons of those philosophies woven into what I believe, but I believe anti-communism trumps all. It's why I wrote the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which you can buy at jessekellybook.com. But I believe anti-communism trumps all. And I talk about this a lot in the book, but why does it trump all? Because whatever you consider yourself, any of those things, conservative, whatever you consider yourself, none of that matters unless the communists are stopped first. We don't have an argument about what color the drapes in the living room should be while the kitchen is on fire. The kitchen's on fire. Once that fire is put out and we have saved the home, then we can argue about the drapes. But the color of the drapes matters little when the whole house is going to burn down. Stopping the communists is all that matters. Stopping these people. Now, let's do a little visual here because I think the right is under a mistaken impression. And I don't say this to bring you down. I say this because I want you and I to always be aware of exactly where we are. Play offense. Jesse, play offense. Play offense. Play offense. Let's hurt them. Play offense. Let's push back. Let's pass laws they hate. Let's do things. Let's play offense. Are we playing offense? I'm looking at a couple things right here. Headlines. Headline. The Kansas Senate passes the first bill defining woman as biological female. Okay. All right. Headline. The year that trans goes bust. 100 bills across 27 states. 27 states out there trying to crack down on the trans stuff. Okay. That's good. I want to be clear. That's good. I support that. I hope you support that. But let me ask you, is that offense? Picture this. Picture this in your head, all right? The enemy, he has 10 people. They have shields, right? That's what they have. They have shields out in front of them. And they're standing at the 50-yard line of a football field. You have your 10 friends, and you have shields. You're standing opposite them at the 50-yard line. You're about to clash the shields, and the goal is to push the other guy back across the goal line. Similar to football, but this example is going to make it easier to picture, okay? Now, 10 years ago, did you see anything about dudes who still have a penis competing in women's sports? You didn't, did you? Of course you haven't. Did you see teachers telling children to change their gender? Did you see any of the, well, very much of this crazy anti-white racism all throughout the country? Of course you didn't. Now, what does that mean? That means that while we stand at the 50-yard line, they have pushed us back towards our own goal. We have been backing up as they have achieved, as they have chewed up ground. We have been backing up towards the goal line. Now, passing a bill that stops these things. That's right. It's good. It's what we should do. Heavy D gets all kinds of credit for stuff he's done in Florida. He should. He deserves it. A lot of governors have. But when you pass a bill that bans something that never should have existed and didn't exist before, but does exist now, we should not be under the impression that that is offense. That's not offense. That's digging your heels in and stopping the retreat. That's defense. It's necessary. It's good. It's we should push for more of it. I'm not insulting it, but we should not, as we work on changing and improving our mentality on the right, we should not consider that to be offense. That's not pushing them back across their 50. That's not pushing them the other direction. That's slowing their advance. I am not saying this to dishearten you. I want to keep repeating that. I'm saying this because we have had such a defensive mindset for so long, because conservatism, which is what most people consider themselves, is a defensive ideology. We've had a defensive mindset, and we've had it for so long that we don't even understand what offense actually is. They're trying to pass a bill. Okay, remember that bill they just passed through Congress, the gay bill Of course, we lost who knows how many, 20 GOP senators to it. Federally protecting gays. You got mad about it. You got mad about it because you saw exactly what they were going to do. It's very clearly them declaring war on the American church, who they've wanted to destroy for a long time, because the American church is the biggest voting bloc against all this endless filth in the country. They view them as political enemies. So what they really want to do is send the FBI to your church's door to kick in the door and arrest your pastor and haul him away for preaching about the Bible. That's what they want. Don't be naive. That is exactly what they want. Now, you got mad when that bill passed. So what will the response be from the right? There will be bills passed at the state level that essentially codifies into law, your pastor can say whatever he wants. Your rabbi can say whatever he wants. Your imam can say whatever he wants. He can have a traditional view of marriage. And I want to be clear that those bills are good. Those bills are not offense. How many churches is your state currently building or encouraging to build? How much of your state's budget is going to building that Orthodox Judaism synagogue? Oh, none of it? That's offense. Now, let me ask you again. You think we're playing any offense? As far as I can tell, and I really mean this, the pro-life movement is the only one playing offense at all. Not just overturning Roe versus Wade, that's defense, that was necessary, and that was defense, but wading into the abortion arena, doing things like what Preborn is doing, bringing ultrasounds into these women's lives, thus poisoning the abortion well forever, because now these women know it's not just a clump of cells, it's a heartbeat, it's a child, it's a baby, it's her baby. That is actual offense, because you're not just, when Preborn provides that free ultrasound for that woman, they're not just saving that baby's life. She hears the heartbeat. She chooses life. Now, in her head, that's a life for everyone. And she tells friends. She tells family members. And then the abortion industry gets a hold of her cousin the next week. Hey, you're pregnant? Hey, just come down and kill it. But that cousin already had it in her head. That's a life. That's offense. By the way, credit to Preborn for that. $28. You got $28 to save a life tonight? Preborn.com/Jesse, sponsored by Preborn. Go do that. All right, I'm almost done with offense. Then we'll continue. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Let's go and see the stars, the Milky Way, or even Mars. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you, you can email the show whatever you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Offense. I just want us to be aware what we're seeing from the right, as the right finally gets some guts, finally slowly starts getting some guts, I guess I should say that. What we're seeing is the beginning of some actual defense. We are not seeing offense. We are not seeing offense. You want a great example? Let me ask you something. When's the last time, name me the Republican, name me the national Republican who you've seen push to allow you to own fully automatic weapons? Chris, you pay attention to this stuff. Honestly, I could be missing something. Is there one that I'm missing? Not since Reagan took it away. Very good call, Chris. Very good. So that's not offense then. You understand, I just want to make sure you have this, and I understand you may not be a gun guy or a gun girl. That doesn't matter to me at all. You understand that you should be able to own fully automatic weapons, right? Why should you be able to own fully automatic weapons? Because the government has fully automatic weapons, and the Second Amendment is there so that you can fight the government. Did you know that? I know they like to act like that's not why it's there, and even the right has fallen victim to this. Well, I'm a responsible gun owner. This is the right. I'm glad I brought this up. Man, I'm such a genius. I'm glad at what, Chris? I'm glad I brought this up because it's so appropriate for how the right fights, how the right doesn't even know what offense is. The communists, what do they want? They want to take away your guns. Why do they want to take away your guns? They want the freedom to hurt you. It's the final thing they've never been able to accomplish. They really, really, really want the freedom to hurt you if you don't comply. You've seen that. You sure saw that under COVID. You saw that a million times over. They want to be able to hurt you. You have guns, so they can't hurt you the way they want. So they try to take away your guns. But how do they sell that? How do they sell it? Well, they sell it's about safety. Well, it's about we don't want anyone getting shot. These poor kids, it's about safety. And how does the right respond? What is the way the right responds over and over and over again? What do they say? I have a right to defend myself. No, I get to keep a gun on me so I can defend myself. That's why I need a gun. Or as a woman, I need a gun. And you know you're about to hear the cringiest thing in the world whenever you hear as a, and then fill in the blank, whatever it is. As a veteran, as a woman, as a white guy, as a black guy, as a Christian, as a Jew, as a, you don't have to have the qualifiers. Just have a freaking opinion, okay? But no, I need to defend myself. You know how lame that truly is? You know why I have guns? You know why I have ammunition? I have guns and ammunition in case I have to fight the government if it becomes despotic. Do you know why the founders said you needed to own a gun? So you could fight the United States government. Did you know that? By the way, that's not an opinion. Go read the Federalist Papers. That's why they wanted you to have a gun. You can read through the Federalist Papers, and I've read through all of them. It's weird. I didn't see a thing in there about... Man, I'll have to look again. I didn't see a thing in there about self-defense. They never referenced, we need to have guns because as women, we're more vulnerable. They said, you need to have guns so if the government turns despotic, you can go shoot them. That's what they said. The founders said that. But the right, because the right has a lame, defensive mindset, we try to make things as palatable to the communists as humanly possible. When he's just trying to strip away your guns so he can hurt you. I saw that idiot, that dork David Hogg, the guy who still pretends like he survived a school shooting in Florida when he was nowhere near the actual shooting. And credit to him, he parlayed the IQ of a potato into getting into Harvard because he became a communist activist. And that's really what it takes to get into elite universities these days. We're going to go off about the trades again here shortly. But anyway, Hogg got online and he said, you don't have a right to carry a gun. You have no right to carry a gun. Okay, so he's an idiot. But the right responded, yes, I do. I need to protect myself. Yeah, I do. I need to protect myself. You know what the response is when they say you don't need a gun? Yeah, but I have one. If you try to take it from me, I'm going to kill you. It doesn't matter what you consider my rights to be. I know you're lying anyway. You don't care about the Constitution. You don't care about my rights. You don't care about criminals. You don't care about people dying. I know you want to disarm me. I don't even have to cite the Second Amendment to you. I know why you want my guns. You want to hurt me. You've proven it over and over again. You want to force me to do things I don't want to do. It bothers you that so many millions and millions of Americans own guns and ammo, and you can't do it. So you want to take away those rights. I, knowing your motivation, will never give you my guns because I know the second I give them up, you will hurt me and my family. So I instead will hurt you if you ever try. That's the appropriate response. Tell me the GOP senator, the GOP congressman, the GOP presidential candidate who says Americans need to own fully automatic weapons because their government is becoming despotic. Not one. We don't even know what offense truly is. We don't know what offense truly is. And you know why? I'm about to go off on this. We get so overwhelmed and surrounded and beaten down that we end up accepting things that aren't true so we can fight about other things. So we end up standing on a castle made of sand, and that's why it falls out from under us all the time. I will explain what I mean in just a moment. Before I explain what I mean, allow me to explain Rough Greens, your dog food. Dog food is dead food. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, former Green Beret, the guy who started Rough Greens, came up with all this stuff. He's fond of saying that dog food is dead food. But what does that mean? It's a great saying. Sounds nice. What does it actually mean? They have to kill everything in your dog's food in order to give it shelf life. Well, since they've killed it, there's no actual nutrients in it. Your dog isn't getting the health, the nutrition he needs. He's not. Now, you don't need to change your dog's food. He eats the food. He likes the food. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Get some Rough Greens and pour it on the dog's food every day. Pour it on your dog's food. You'll be amazed at the difference you see. I see a difference in my dog's fur. Free Jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Jesse, you shouldn't have a gun. Jesse, you shouldn't have an AR-15. And you expect me to respond lamely like conservatives normally do. Yes, but the Second Amendment says that I should, and I need it for self-protection. No, that's not my response. Jesse, you shouldn't have a gun. Yeah, but I do. But you shouldn't. You don't have a right. But I still do. Well, I'm going to come take it from you. Then I'll shoot you in the face. You see, your problem is you thought you were dealing with a traditional conservative, and when you're actually dealing with an anti-communist. That is how we must speak to these people. And I need to explain something, because we are going to get back into the trades, and I have to get into these wife abusers, and Jeb Bush is screwing everything up. I have to get to emails. I have a bunch of stuff I do want to get to. I swear I do, but I'm getting off on a million tangents tonight. Why? Because it's my show, and I enjoy it. But this is why we've lost a lot. We end up, like the Second Amendment talk, gun talk, we end up accepting a lot of what the left has built in order to have an argument, because we get overwhelmed by all the falsehoods out there. They're everywhere. Now, I want to explain this. How many people out there, how many entities out there today, how many across the board talk about going green, saving the planet? I'm not talking about the radical climate change nutters. I mean day-to-day Americans in your life, in the corporate world, and your child's education, and the scientific community. And that, how many people do you hear talk about going green? Going green, going green, going green, global warming, global cooling, climate change, going green, oil's bad, coal's bad, even... Most elected Republicans will run ads talking about there's a smarter way to reduce carbon. And you've heard me go off on that before. I freak out. Why do I need to reduce carbon? You just accepted their premise. Once you accept their premise, we've already lost. But why do they do it? Well, here's why they do it. I want you to picture this. I want you to picture Chris is the boss. You and I, we're going in for a job interview. We want to work for Chris. I know that would suck. Lord knows he probably wouldn't pay anything, but we're going in. We want to work for Chris. Now, we're going to have a debate in front of Chris in order to see who gets the job. And I sit down and I go first. And this is what I sit down and I tell Chris. And you're allowed to debate me. I say, hey, listen, I'm 12 feet tall. I'm not only 12 feet tall, I am bulletproof. I can fly. If I blink really hard, I can shoot lasers out of my eyes. And I can touch any object and turn it into a jelly donut. Now, you're sitting there dumbfounded because though every single thing I just said is a lie. It's all wrong. So immediately, what do? You're going to start arguing. What? He's not 12 feet tall. Look at me sitting right there. Pull out a measurement. He's not 12 feet tall. And I respond, yes, I am. He's not 12 feet tall. I am 12 feet tall. He's not 12 feet tall. I'm bulletproof, though. No, you're not bulletproof. I can prove it. You're not bulletproof. Yeah, but I'm 12 feet tall. You see what I mean? I'm 12 feet tall. What? You're not bulletproof or 12 feet tall. I don't understand. Yeah, but I can fly. Can you fly? I can fly. You can't fly. They throw so many things at you from so many different directions that by the time that interview, that debate was over, how many of the falsehoods from 12 feet tall to bulletproof to the laser eyes to flying to the jelly donuts, how many of those would you have stopped arguing because it was so overwhelming and you wanted to move on to a different argument? No, I can prove he's not 12 feet tall. Okay, fine. But even if he could fly, let's just accept that he can fly. He's not 12 feet. You see what I mean? You just accepted a lie because I just overwhelmed you with the lies. That's how the left plays the game. That's how they play the game. No, it's not a life. It's just a clump of cells. Murder it. What are you talking about? I have the science in front of me. Oh, the science, you say? The science says the cow farts and your breath right now is burning down the planet. What? No, it doesn't. Hold on. I have a study here. Oh, really? I have a study here that say guns kill people. What? Guns don't kill people. Hold on. I just have another. He's already moving on. Over. And what he's done is eventually he's beaten you down to the point you will accept things that are outright lies just because you're trying to tackle the new argument he's giving you every time. I've talked before. I talked tonight about how Genghis Khan used to do this, how he would take his army and break it up into multiple armies and attack you from several angles. Now, tactically, that could be stupid. You just broke up your army. You had an army of 100,000. Now you have an army here of 20,000 or an army here of 20,000 and then an army there of 40,000. One of those armies could be attacked and overwhelmed. You don't have the numbers. But you know what you've done? You've made the enemy fight your fight. He thinks you're everywhere. So at some point in time, he's actually just going to give up on some of the directions. Okay, just give up on the north. Everyone gather in the south that they already have the north. He didn't have the north. He didn't have the north. He had 20,000 troops in the north. But he overwhelmed you. And he convinced you that he'd already taken the North. This is what they've done on issue after issue after issue in this country. And the right has been so pathetically on its heels for so long that we now will accept outright falsehoods. I've been talking a lot about guns and the climate change stuff when it comes to this. Let's talk a little bit more about the abortion part of it. The communists understood for the longest time that they had a goal. Their goal was, as anti-humans, they wanted to slaughter as many of the unborn as possible. And they didn't sell it that way. It was, of course, about the health of the mother. And it's supposed to be safe, legal, and rare. Remember that? Safely. I remember I could play you clips of Barack Obama. Hey, we want to reduce the number of abortions. That's what they used to say. That's not what they wanted, but that's what they said. Over and over and over and over and over again. That's what they said. Fast forward to today, I would guess roughly half of the American right thinks that Republicans should never talk about this issue. Well, guys, we might lose the woman vote. Hey, whoa. Shh. Pro-life. Trump himself said it. Remember Trump put out that post recently? It's the pro-lifers. Remember that? Don't talk about that. Hey, that might... Man, shh. What if women are listening? Don't talk about unborn babies' lives. What if women are listening? So beaten down, so overwhelmed, so weak and pathetic on the issues that they can't even stand for truth about a single thing because they're worried. Well, what if we lose some votes, guys? What if the single mothers don't come out? Over and over and over again. And we have to understand this is a tactic they use on purpose. We should be using similar tactics against them, and we do not. What do I mean by that? How many states are run by the GOP? A lot. A lot of blood red states out there. And you know what's crazy? You'll get a state, every now and then, a state will pass a bill that the communists hate. A pro-life bill, a pro-gun bill, a secure the border bill, whatever it may be. But here's what they do. They pass one bill or they propose one bill, and then they sit and they dig in and they fight in the media and they have a robust debate about it, and we'll debate the bill. And no, we don't want it. We don't hate immigrants. And why are you debating anything? And why are you passing a bill? When you meet, why don't you pass 10? No, we didn't pass a pro-life bill today. We passed a pro-life bill. We passed a pro-gun bill. We passed a border control bill. We passed a spending bill. We passed a taxes bill. We passed. Overwhelm them. Overwhelm them. Learn from the communist who has mastered politics. Long ago, he mastered politics. Let us learn from our enemy who is good, huh? All right, enough. We have to talk about the trades, ego, pride. You know what? We're going to go there first. Ego, pride. Let's talk a little Heavy D and Trump for a second. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I feel like it's been an outstanding show tonight, Chris. I feel like I've been extra special. What? Don't you feel that way? Look, Chris, maybe if you don't feel that way, maybe you'll feel better once the president elaborates.
By the way, you docs are good. If there's any angels in heaven, they're all nurses, male and female.
Totally agree. Totally. He makes some excellent points there. Completely, totally agree with him. All right, let's get to some emails before I get on here. Remember, you can email whatever you want, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Pause real quick. Sorry. Before we get to the emails, we've talked a lot about self-awareness on the show. Now, I say this as somebody who very clearly has little of it, but self-awareness is such a critical part of happiness in life. I remember this was a year and a half ago. A guy who had a really, really great book out. I'm not going to name him because it won't matter. I love the book. I really do genuinely love the book. He reached out to me. We're friends. He said, "Hey, Jesse, I'd love to come on the radio and I'd love to talk about the book." Said, okay, great. I love the book. Yeah, come on, tell people about it. Everyone wins. You get to sell books. Everyone gets to read a great book. Everyone wins. He came on the radio to sell his book and he couldn't speak. I don't know whether it was nerves or what, or look, speaking on the radio certainly isn't for everybody, but he started giving the most painful answers. Because I'm friends with him, I tried to carry him through the interview and then cut him off super early. But why are you doing radio interviews if you can't speak? Have a publicist do your radio interview for you. I have something else. I've had this happen to me before with owners of companies. "Hey, Jesse, I own this great anti-communist company. I want to come on the radio and do a show." And he'll come on, and the guy is, for whatever reason, too nervous or can't talk. He can't speak. "Okay, I know you own the company. I know it's your company, but there was no one at the company who had the ability to speak that you could have brought on the radio and present a better version of your company than the one you just did? I know you're the big cheese, but know thyself," right? Know thyself. It's really important. "I brought it up to you when it comes to me and technology in the show. I don't touch the buttons in here unless I'm touching any one of our wonderful buttons."
Name me a time. Name me a time.
"Beyond that, I don't touch. There's so many wires and knobs and buttons. I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know how any of them work. I don't do technology. So guess what? I don't touch them. Chris and Michael won't even let me touch them. In fact, when something has to get adjusted, I leave the studio. I walk out of the room. Just tell me when it's done. I don't want to screw anything up. Why? Because I know myself. I brought this up not just to help you, but Randy Weingarten, the head of the teachers union, I affectionately known on this show as Communist John Denver. Over the last year, year and a half, Randy Weingarten has done several speaking engagements. And they all, every single one of them, sound like this.
And frankly, and this is what really pisses me off, during the pandemic, we understood that small businesses were hurting. And we helped them. And it didn't go to the Supreme Court to challenge it. Big businesses.
Okay. Listen, Randy, Communist John Denver, sorry. I know you're the head of the teachers union. And I know that now that you're done destroying the mental health and lives of endless children in this nation, as the head of the teachers union, I know that you are invited to speak. You're invited to speak on the news. You're invited to give campaign speeches by various communist activists all across the country. I know that. I'm not naive. Your email inbox is full of invites for speaking engagements, because mine is. I understand this. But listen, Communist John Denver, you can't speak well in public. You sound shrill and horrible, and the sound of your voice is akin to having your fingernails pulled out in some Viking dungeon somewhere. In fact, if I was given the option of having the Vikings slip bamboo shoots underneath my fingernails or listening to 45 minutes of this.
Winds up lightning over the fall.
Not this.
And frankly, and this is what really pisses me off, during the pandemic.
I'm going to go with the Vikings. You're telling me that Communist John Denver doesn't have any spokesman for the National Teachers Union who can speak? But the lesson is not about Communist John Denver and her voice. The lesson is about you. Know thyself, okay? Know thyself. You'll have a happier life. You know what makes me happy too? What I'm a big fan of? Eating and not starving to death. I love that. It's always been one of my favorite things. And since the headlines all now read something to the effect of, we're not going to have a soft landing. There's not going to be a soft landing. We have supply chain crisis coming. We have a major recession coming. Because I don't want to starve to death, I have an emergency three-month food kit from My Patriot Supply. Do you have an emergency three-month food kit from My Patriot Supply yet? Are you just going to roll the dice? Is the plan for you and the family to just become a roving gang of bandits holding people at gunpoint so you can confiscate their food? Or would you just like to stay at home and get 2,000 calories a day courtesy of My Patriot Supply? Food that will last and keep your family alive? Every person in your home needs a three-month food kit. If you live alone, just get one of them. You don't have to break the bank. If there's four of you, get four of them. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, all right? MyPatriotSupply.com. Now, that brings me to this. There is something we all struggle with. Men definitely struggle with this more than women. And you know, here on the Jesse Kelly Show, I don't do the men are just a bunch of big dumb boobs. Thank goodness for the saintly woman. You know, I will never do that. That's not who I am. But men have things they're better at and things they're worse at. And women have things they're better at and things they're worse at. Dudes have egos. Dudes have pride. Now, pride, depending on what kind of pride we're talking about, can be a good thing. Meaning, I'm proud of what I believe. I'm proud of being an anti-communist. I'm proud of the values I promote. You probably are too. That's not a bad thing. Don't let anyone convince you that what you believe is bad. But there's also bad pride. There's bad ego. And it can really not only harm you, it can harm the people around you. We used to talk about this and we were selling RVs a lot. Because remember, I sold RVs before I did this. And if you don't sell, you don't eat. You don't sell, the mortgage doesn't get paid. I'm not out there fun. It's not a charity. But it would be tempting if you had a customer who was rude to you, really terrible to you, to say things like, nope, I'm not working with them anymore. They were rude. And general manager would say things like, pride has cost many a man a mortgage payment in this business. Many a man a mortgage payment. And he was right. Somebody's costing Ron DeSantis his mortgage payment. And Ron DeSantis, Team DeSantis, I know you're listening. You're going to want to listen to this next segment. You're going to want to pick up the phone and do it right about now. You hear me? Something's coming for you, and it's bad. Hang on. She said that don't confront me.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.